This briefing is sponsored by Deloitte. Business process with less process. See what's possible when data and automation come together to help reinvent workflows. Visit Deloitte.com/US/onlyseepossible.
This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, January 28th. I'm Kateri Yoakum from the newsroom of The Wall Street Journal in New York. Tech companies have long pushed back against government attempts to regulate them. But recently, companies like Google, Facebook, Microsoft, and Apple are changing their tune. Tech reporter Sebastian Herrera will join us in just a minute to explain why tech leaders are now asking policymakers for more rules. But first, let's check some headlines. Latency arbitrage has been in the news this week. It's a strange term and a controversial practice. But according to a new study, it's worth billions of dollars. Here's how it works. It's when high-frequency traders use sophisticated technology to beat competitors by making super-fast trades based on new market-moving information. The technology includes networks of microwave antennas that process information from different exchanges and execute trades in millionths of a second. You might not think that's much of an advantage, but by getting information before everyone else, traders take advantage of slightly out-of-date prices, and by the time regular investors catch up, the prices have gotten worse. The UK's financial regulator says this technology is giving these high-frequency traders a global edge that's worth nearly $5 billion a year. Sprint continues to lose customers as it waits for a verdict on whether its merger with T-Mobile can go through or violates antitrust rules. In its fourth quarter earnings report, Sprint said that it had lost 115,000 postpaid connections in the final months of 2020. The company has lost subscribers every quarter since late 2018, when the merger was first challenged in federal court. Meanwhile, Sprint's rivals have been adding customers. Analysts say if the court blocks Sprint's merger with T-Mobile, it may not be able to compete on a national level for much longer. A decision on the case is expected in the coming weeks. And Google is under both state and federal investigation for potential antitrust behavior in several of its business divisions. Now, we report exclusively that at least seven state attorneys general will be meeting with Justice Department attorneys to discuss Google and share information about their respective probes. The meeting is seen as the start of a regular dialogue, but people familiar with the matter said it could lead to more formal cooperation as their investigations into Google continue. Reporter Sebastian Herrera will join us to talk more about regulating big tech after the break.
This briefing is sponsored by Deloitte. On podcasts, you hear a lot about what's possible, but one thing is certain. No business or city achieves their possible alone. That's why Deloitte collaborates with a vast ecosystem of alliances in everything from systems hardware to cloud platforms, data migration to analytics, AI to VR. Collaboration, it's one key way to turn possible into actual. Learn more at Deloitte.com/US/onlyseepossible.
For a long time, tech companies have butted heads with government regulators. Companies like Google, Microsoft, Facebook, and Apple have been under investigation a lot in recent years, but for the most part, they've bucked government attempts to try to restrict their actions. Recently, tech leaders have been pushing a surprising new message to global policymakers. They're saying, please regulate us. Here to explain more is our tech reporter, Sebastian Herrera. Sebastian, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So tech companies are changing their tune. They're calling for restrictions. What is the general position that they're taking here?
Well, there's several reasons that they're calling for more regulation. Part of it is these companies are facing antitrust questions and investigations, actually, here in the U.S., in Europe, and in India as well. And so for them, they would rather be able to, you know, put their influence on as they face these investigations and have maybe one standard across the board than rather than have a patchwork of laws here and there. And also they're facing public backlash. There's several polls and studies that show that distrust in tech companies has gone up from the public. Of course, there's been famous instances like the Cambridge Analytica scandal a few years ago for Facebook that has really pushed a so-called, you know, tech lash to kind of happen. And so, you know, these companies are facing this, and they either have a choice to try to be a voice in it or not.
But those are all very different types of laws that you're talking about, right? I mean, one is about privacy. The other is about competition in the market. We're talking about not only different countries, but different continents. What exactly do they think is going to happen here?
I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to shape policy that really affects their business. So, for example, Google, Microsoft, IBM, they all recently specifically talked about regulating artificial intelligence. And the reason why they're doing that is AI, as it's called and known, is very important to these businesses, you know, and to what makes them what they are. Google with, you know, their powerful search engine, and of course Microsoft with what it does in browsing. And then you have Facebook that has specifically focused on calling for regulation around privacy and election integrity, which, as we all know, is really important to them because of the issues they faced in 2016 around that election cycle and the issues that they're facing this time around, very similar issues. And so they're going about it in very specific ways as far as, you know, trying to work with government officials to specifically influence potential legislation that could, you know, alter their businesses significantly.
Alter them, but I think the point that you just made there is quite clear. They're trying to be part of writing those new laws. Is there any danger that tech involvement in that kind of policy creation could actually give them more control than if regulators just took it on for themselves?
So it's interesting you bring that up because it makes me think of what happened here in California where I am, which is a new privacy law started in January, and it kind of is the standard privacy law for the nation. It's really compared a lot to Europe's GDPR law. And in the run-up to this law that was supposed to be, you know, this big law that was really going to affect these big tech companies and the industry across the board, but what ended up happening is companies like Google and like Facebook and like Microsoft and Amazon all spent abundantly in lobbying to help shape this law. And they really, in effect, curtailed it and prevented it from having basically more strict outcomes where they would have, you know, faced, for example, you know, broader legal responsibility for data misuse. And it's kind of, in a way, showed the power these tech companies hold ultimately, that yes, they face antitrust questions and regulation and, you know, legal issues on that end, but at the same time, they can kind of muscle their way in. And if anything here and what happened in California shows is that they can really have an influence.
You mentioned AI specifically. Is part of the motivation here being able to control things that could be coming down the pipeline from other companies?
Well, I think that part of controlling something like AI is that's something that's going to be, you know, play more and more into these tech companies' lives and consumers' lives in general. So when you talk about AI, you're talking about everything from voice assistants to cars and 5G and all that, all interconnected. For example, AI is just going to play a more and more influential role with what these companies do and what they're trying to accomplish. So by trying to get a step ahead and just starting the conversation, because that's what this ultimately is when these companies call for regulation, if you read what they say, it's all pretty vague. It's almost more like a welcome mat to even just start the conversation with policymakers and then be able to dive into more specifics, you know, down the line.
What has regulators' response been to this? I mean, especially places like Europe, where a lot of these companies they're facing massive litigation from the European Union. Are they embracing this or are they kind of scoffing at this newfound interest for regulation?
For the most part, not much has happened in the sense of actually getting together and figuring this out from both sides. What we've seen in the most part is just, you know, regulators pushing ahead with, again, investigations. Here in California, the state attorney general recently sued Facebook for their data practices. Other states have you know, opened up their own investigations. So it's really just been more a kind of a pressure campaign by regulators. And of course, you know, you have presidential candidates from Elizabeth Warren to Bernie Sanders that have been calling for increased regulation. You know, Elizabeth Warren famously called for Amazon to be broken up. So far, it's been a lot of pressure, and it'll be interesting to see how willing policymakers are to really work with these tech companies and how that relationship will, you know, move forward after what's been pretty heated debate so far.
It'll be very interesting to see how this peace plan works out. Sebastian Herrera, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that was your Tech News Briefing. Don't forget that if you like this podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you could take just a minute of your time to rate and review us in your app store. It really helps us out. And if you want more news about Wall Street Journal podcasts, you can follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts. With that, I'm Kateri Yoakum from The Wall Street Journal in New York. Thanks for listening.